This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just... those good vibes.
How did that even start?
You really let let it rip.
It really do.
585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Where's our friends at this morning, Breeze?
Our friends are here. They're living, they're laughing, and they're loving. Who is checking in first? This person says, good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven.
What up?
Vibes are always up on a Wednesday because it's payday.
That's right. It's pay cha-ching.
Oh, yeah.
The money train has arrived for our friends.
Oh, yeah. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Love you both to the moon and back. It's so fun that we... you know, get to talk to them and read their message every morning, especially now that we've met them at our 2-year anniversary party. I know exactly who I'm talking to. I can see their face in my mind. It's good to go.
Yeah, I didn't picture them.
I know. Me neither.
It's very odd.
All of our listeners, like, had no idea what to expect, but love you all so, so, so much.
They came in dripping in swag. I'm like, okay, we get it. You guys have money.
No, they're the best. I'm obsessed with them. This person says, Breezy, you're absolutely fine. I flew Spirit a couple days ago. It's awesome.
Oh, my God. You're really selling it.
Yeah.
You flew Spirit?
I honestly feel like, listen.
The Motel 6 of the skies.
I honestly feel like with these, like, more discounted airlines.
Yeah.
They're, like, so not in the shuffle of it all. So they're just like, we're just going to do our own thing. And then...
this is a perfect time for them to shine.
It really is. Watch the first discount airline that has an issue is mine.
Breezy's texting me, well, the front tire fell off. Good luck with that landing gear,
Breezy. We still have a great chance at landing on the ocean. Good morning, Amanda here. Glad it's Wednesday because my throat feels like it's on fire.
All right. So you're going to blame me?
Moose probably got you sick.
All right,
are you only allowed to get sick on Wednesdays? What's happening?
Amanda has been crushing it at the gym. Is this the same Amanda?
I'm just gonna say, like, I haven't worked out since 08.
I'm just gonna say congratulations.
Yeah.
Keep doing you, Amanda. If this is not you, text us back. But anyways, you've been crushing it. We're so proud of you.
She goes, again, haven't touched a dumbbell since 02. I'm excited. I'm in my good vibes today because I'm hanging out with a friend who I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
She's back from Colorado.
Sick.
We're going to go to Geneva this afternoon.
Nice.
Get some Mexican.
What are you doing in Geneva?
I know. I don't know. I really don't know.
You're going to Geneva to get Mexican?
I don't know. You know, like I said yesterday, the weather's just like
all right.
And I'm like, we're going to go to Geneva.
Breezy's like, we're taking a flight. We're going to go get Mexican.
I'm like... you down for an adventure? She's like, of course. I'm like, we're going to Geneva. She's like, why? I'm like, you know, because. She's like, okay. I just worked an overnight shift. I'm exhausted.
She's going to regret this.
Yeah, but I'll keep you guys updated on our big Geneva adventure. Honestly, have you been to downtown Geneva, though? It is really cute. It's very, very up and coming. It's come a long way since when I was younger. When I was younger, it was not the spot. Not the spot at all.
I don't even...
You can't even put Geneva on a map.
I can't picture what it even looks like. I don't know.
You should really take a weekend, like a little day trip out there one weekend.
Yeah, when it's warm in the summer.
Sure.
Going now for what?
Can come with us for no. Mexican.
No. I'm tapped out. I had to drop over $300 on my taxes yesterday. I'm like, did I get taken?
Wait.
God, I was pissed. I tried doing it myself. Listen, I'll get into the whole story at 7:10. I tried doing it myself, and I'm like, if I file this right now on TurboTax, I will be in prison by April. I got to hire someone.
Period.
I got to hire someone. And they did a great job. And then, you know, I'll get into that coming up. I was pissed.
It was the right Amanda. She said, thanks, Moose.
You're welcome.
You have a really good memory.
Well, it's just about having a connection with the people that have a connection with you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, where are we? Who else? Let's get to one.
Oh my God, you're having a stroke.
I'm rattled.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking about taxes. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to do what I do every year and hope for the best. A couple years. My dad put off my taxes for 3 years. 3 years. I was like, I'm going to prison.
He didn't file your taxes for...
He, like, did, but the government was withholding information of mine, and it was just...
What are you talking about?
It's a lot. Maybe he can call in and share that story.
I would prefer if he called in so we have a professional on the line while we talk about this.
Yeah, we'll ask. I'm sure he's waiting by the radio. Yeah, it was weird. But this year, he's like... You're going to owe like 17 grand. I'm like, I don't think I have that. So.
Yeah. Not to mention, you don't even make that much.
No, fully. No, it's really bad. Thank God I have OnlyFans. Anyways, continue. Yeah. What's coming up next?
We're going to dive into the big story of the day. There's a lot of sexual harassment allegations against Irondequoit Town Supervisor Andre Evans. And the good news is we have someone coming to his... I don't want to say rescue, but they're stepping in to investigate the potential criminal conduct. And when I read this last night, I'm laughing my ass off because I'm like, what is this, Gotham City? This is a total circus. It really is.
No, for sure.
I'll tell you everything that's coming up next. We'll break that down for you. Are we in trouble? Probably. Is Andre Evans in trouble? Probably more than us. Probably. That's coming up next.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.1.
Miles Smith on PXY Morning. So if you haven't heard yet, there has been some sexual harassment allegations against Irondequoit Town Supervisor Andre Evans. But the good news is Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley.
Oh, God, please don't.
Is stepping in to investigate the potential criminal conduct. There are so many jokes here we can make, but where do we find the time?
Yeah.
We don't have time.
We don't have time. We really don't. This is really bad.
Evans is accused of making sexual comments to a female employee of the town last year who ended up resigning in September. An investigation report released in January by a law firm claims Evan compared the employee to his wife. Why?
You.
Why? Was she making a lean cuisine in the break room? What's she doing?
She's like, I'm so good on that.
Oh, here we go. Here we are. An investigation report released in January by a law firm claims he commented on the outfits the employee wore, calling one of them a little schoolgirl uniform.
No, I'll puke. No, I'm gagging.
Hello.
She's like, did I get an A on my math test?
Oh, no, wait. It gets better.
Please share.
Then goes, I'm exhausted and would probably love to just sit by the pool. And where Evans replied with, don't tempt me.
No, I'll double puke.
Evans broke his silence on the allegations. And verbally addressed them during a town board meeting on Monday night, which he said, we all know politics. Hold on.
Right.
We all know politics can be down and dirty and full of unfair accusations. I've gone out of my way to rise above that. But in addition to being supervisor, I'm also a man of integrity and pride. Who's been unjustly accused.
You literally told her outfit looked like a schoolgirl's outfit, so.
Deputy town supervisor responded with, "This behavior does not reflect the values of our town." Right.
Right.
Are you talking about Andre Evans or Sandra Dorley? What a circus.
No, yeah.
Dorley says she will be investigating Evans for possible criminal conduct to decide if any criminal charges are appropriate. Yeah, like she should decide if criminal charges should be appropriate.
I love how her scandal just like went to the wayside.
Yeah,
she can assault a cop, but like whatever.
We swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
All clean here.
Do you know who I am? Nothing. No, I don't actually. I'm so sorry.
Gets pulled over, drives 30 minutes home.
Literally. She's like, I don't have time for this. I need to make my afternoon coffee. They're like, ma'am, you're literally under arrest.
Who are we to judge?
I know.
We could definitely make jokes.
No, I definitely have been in a similar situation, though, but these things happen.
Galentine's Day is officially tomorrow. Breezy celebrated it last night.
I know.
What's the vibe?
So fun. It's like my first ever Galentine's Day, and I'm obsessed.
God.
Actually, that's a lie. I've definitely done it before.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I know. I'm so drama. No, it was so fun. We had a blast. I made goodie bags. And it was really, really fun. I'll get into it. Because you know what? If you're not celebrating with your girls, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Is it mandatory that regardless if you're in a relationship or not, you must celebrate Galentine's Day with your ladies?
I think so.
Or gay best friends, right? Am I invited to any of these Galentine's Day parties? I think I am. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Unfortunately.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Attention.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Tomorrow is the official day of Galentine's Day. A lot of people are celebrating it.
Yeah.
Tonight, some did it yesterday, last night, like our girl Breeze.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know, do you have to be a female or a gay best friend to do this? Like, I don't know. How do you get an invite?
Well, I think it would be Galentine's Day if it was the bros, right?
But the guys don't do this.
Yeah. Well, that's on you. You're missing out. Truly.
What happened last night?
Oh my God, it was wild. It was off the rails.
No. How many girls?
It was 10 of us.
Did you all split the check?
We all went to Good Luck.
That's a good joint.
It was. It was fun. You know, I've done Galentine's Day in the past with like a smaller group and it was a lot of fun. We went to Olive Garden.
Sick.
And, you know, we did a little moment. That was years ago. Literally years ago.
Yeah, when you
maybe had like 2022.
What are you talking? Years ago. It was 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
When you had no money and you're like, give us all the breadsticks.
Yeah, literally. We're like taking it all to go. They're like, oh, okay. It's literally against the rules, but got it. So last night was elevated. Absolutely elevated. And
Good Luck.
We went to Good Luck. And I don't know. I just like love Galentine's Day. And I think that if you aren't participating in Galentine's Day, there's something wrong with you.
What makes it good, though? I mean, basically, what did you do differently than a normal girls' night out?
We dressed up. I mean, normally I'm in a set when I'm hanging out with my girls, full sweatsuit. We're normally not leaving the couch.
Okay.
So we dressed up. I got little goodie bags together. It was just, you know,
Breezy is huge with the goodie bags.
I love, if there's one thing about me, it's that I'm going to go above and beyond.
When we had our 2-year anniversary party, she put together one hell of a goodie bag.
I did. And like, I just feel like here's my notion on things or my mindset on things. If you're going to do something, do it all out and do it right or don't do it at all. And I think that there are so many people in life that just show up and half-ass things. And it's like, that's not how I roll, but like you do you.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like it's a good time to really reflect, sit with your girls, and just be thankful. There's so many people that get caught up in Valentine's Day and caught up in this quote unquote commercial holiday, and they're just robbing us for our money. And, you know, I'm miserable and I'm single and blah, 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 blah. No. Shut up. Get your girls.
You know this.
Put on some tights and go to dinner.
Yeah, and guys should be invited. I felt like if If I knew this was going on last night, I would have showed up in
it. Yeah, that's why I didn't tell you.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, and I don't even know if Breezy knows where Galentine's Day comes from, this came from Parks and Recreation.
I did know that. I don't like that show, and I don't watch that show, but...
You're just basically, you're celebrating your female friendship.
Right.
It has nothing to do with if you're single or not. Did your girlfriend come with you?
Yeah. Yeah. She did. She was there.
Would you have preferred if she wasn't?
No, because it was... It was our group of friends that there was a handful of couples there.
What does one?
We're all gay. So.
All 10 of you were gay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the lesbian Galentine's.
So what does a gal do if she doesn't really have a whole group of friends she can do this with? What does
Craigslist?
One do?
Great.
You find people on Craigslist?
Or like Bumble BFF. There should be, and I think there was actually, I think we missed the boat on it, but there should be a Galentine's Day like meetup. Actually, I'll give a quick shout out to this organization called Rock Girl Walks. They basically are a group of girls who get together, not so much in the winter because it's freezing, but they get together and they walk around the city, and it's a walking group, and they get to know each other and they do fun things after. And yeah, it's really cool.
Jerry's texting in, Moose, screw Galentine's Day. We got fantasy football draft day.
That is true.
You know, that's fine. And I agree, Jerry. I haven't participated in too many drafts because I got kicked out of the league.
The girlies get one day. The guys get a whole season. So
who's this? Moose Brocktoberfest. What the hell is Brocktoberfest?
What's that?
Ron, do you want to elaborate?
Elaborate, son. I would encourage you to dip into your feminine side and host a Galentine's Day.
Okay.
And no, I'm not talking about a brothel at your apartment.
The imagination sometimes runs wild upstairs.
My upstairs or your upstairs?
Mine.
What are we thinking about? You care to share?
Well, I'm just thinking about if I were to host like a guy-entine.
A guy-entine's day.
Guy-entine's.
Yeah, it
sounds
horrible.
I'm sure there's a better name for it.
We could definitely workshop that for sure. This person says, people still meet on Craigslist who don't get murdered. Do they really?
I haven't seen my best friend in weeks. Well, his wife is going out of town this morning. So when the cat's away, the mice come out to play.
Period.
So now I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. And I'm like, I would love to hang with my boy, but I didn't want to call him and ask if he wanted to hang out Friday night. That would be weird, right?
You show up with chocolates and flowers. It's Galentine's Day. Crack a cold one.
I mean, because he's got nothing going on. And I'm like, oh, dude,
You guys are just belly up at next door.
The fact that I actually thought about this is jarring. Like, yeah, I would love to see my boy, but I can't possibly call him on Valentine's Day.
I think you're going to have to at this point.
I might have to.
You have no other option. Also, lean in. Could be the best decision you've ever made.
I know. And that's the thing, too. Like, lately, I've really been wanting to go into the hot tub, and he has one.
Oh. Not you going over with a bottle of champagne as well.
Can you imagine?
The chocolate-covered strawberries. The champagne. He's like, things are getting really weird. They're escalating quickly.
His wife comes home early.
She's like, yeah, this is what I was afraid of. 98PX.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you are in the process of getting your taxes done? Are you doing them yourself?
If that was the case for me, I would have already been in jail.
Most of us.
Easy peasy. Yeah.
I tried that. I would probably be in prison by April. I hate tax season. I really do. And I can't tell you how many times over the years I've been on TurboTax.
Yeah.
Filing information I have zero business filling out. I mean, the commercials make it look so easy. You know what I mean? But it's not. It's not.
People are like, you can get it done in 2 minutes. I'm like, there's a lot of admin here. I don't think I can.
Did anyone see the latest TurboTax commercial? The girl's going for a jog. and her tax advisor is filing her taxes while she's running through the streets of San Francisco.
Right.
You make it look so easy. Until he asks you, I need your 1098 form. You got to fax that over to me right now.
I know. This year was a new 1099. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I was never good with numbers. They're like,
well
you have five. I'm like,
you're an independent.
Is that good?
Well,
they're like, not really.
Probably not.
My dad called me the other day, and I don't know if this is just a me thing or if this is how other people feel, but whenever my dad calls me, a wave of anxiety comes over me. I think that everyone I love is dead. But that's just a personal problem.
Yeah, no, it's quite the relationship.
And he called me twice, and I was like, oh my God, so this is where it ends. And then he texted me, and he was like, you're totally screwed. And I was like, what's happening? He's like, you owe like $9 million in taxes.
Well,
like, I haven't even seen a million. Like,
most people don't have a father that can file their taxes for them.
Yeah.
He's a great financial advisor.
For sure.
Why
didn't you use him for your taxes?
I'd rather not. Last week, I tried doing my taxes on TurboTax. It was a complete nightmare. I can never remember the password for starters. But how many of you, like me, when you do file on TurboTax, you end up skipping a very important question because you don't have a clue what they're asking for you to fill? You know, I had no idea what they're asking. It's complete crap. Moose, did you receive any vertical equity in 2024? If so, fill out line B on page 3. And then give a percentage. What?
Not the vertical equity.
I'm definitely going to prison. You can't skip it. The software needs to know. It's mandatory. It needs to know.
Did
so
you Google it?
I just write in,
Hugo NA.
For 40%? I can't keep doing this.
It's so bad.
The IRS is so far up my ass, you guys. I don't even know any. I don't have any assets. Okay?
Right.
By the time I finished filing TurboTax, I was like, you know, it said you owe state and federal a total of $3,300 plus a kidney. Mm. And I slammed my laptop shut and I didn't file it. I can't keep doing this.
Right.
So I hired a tax guy. I went and saw him yesterday and I ended up getting over $2,100 back. And he goes, you actually owe money in federal tax from a couple years ago. So the IRS is going to just take that so you won't see any of it.
Oh, all right.
Right. Okay, great.
That's one of my biggest things. It's like, how does that happen? How do you get in the hole with taxes so far where you're like, well, you owe from 08?
Right. So
like, what?
Now, if I were to file on my own, I would have owed money and then ended up in prison.
Yeah.
Is anyone else going through this? Nobody is going to call because for whatever reason, every person I've ever met files their own taxes and they seem to be good at it. I don't get it. Hot Todd, are you there?
Moose, how are you guys?
I knew that was you calling. What's up, buddy?
I'm the resident tax guy for Breezy and her brother. It's really not that hard, guys. I mean, you've got a solid program, and you got to know what every form means. And
Todd, you've been a financial advisor for 30-plus years. How can you say it's not that hard? For you, it's not. But for me, I don't know what vertical equity is.
What is vertical equity?
I told Breezy she got a 1099, and she goes, what the hell is that? Well, she did some side work, and when you get paid, you got to pay for the side work. And the company sent her a 1099, which it's going to screw her up this year because there's no withholdings coming out of that. You know.
Now, most people who get a 1099, you're responsible. You're considered an independent contractor. Therefore, you have to pay your own taxes. But most people don't even know that they can pay quarterly.
Right,
and they just end up dishing it all out at the end of the year, and that's how they get screwed.
No, I'm going to puke.
Yep. And then you get paid. Then you have to pay a little bit of penalty because you didn't, you know, withhold enough to the federal government. So.
Oh my God.
So this weekend, I brought all Breezy stuff with me down here in Florida. I'm going to do it in front of her, and she's going to learn how to do it for next year. So.
Yeah. So let me ask you.
No.
My tax guy, he did a good job yesterday, but. It was $300. Is that the norm?
That's about the norm. I mean, usually they charge you by how many forms they got to fill out for you. Did you have any 1099s?
Yeah, I had two.
Okay. So what was the big difference between you dealing it yourself and what he did? He came up with. That's a big difference.
Well, apparently, I don't know if you want to talk about this off.
Apparently,
what I didn't add in and take account was all of the rental property stuff I did in California last year.
Wow. Okay. Gotcha. Yes.
Wow, but, that's really tough.
So
wow.
That made it, that was a huge
property. You guys get deductions too. So
Made a huge difference. Yeah, because
that's
I made money on it.
That's when you sharpen your pencil, and you know you can knock that down a little bit. So.
But I wouldn't even know how to do that on TurboTax, and I've used TurboTax for years in the past, but for very very simple W-2s. See what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't have to do all this. So thankfully, yeah, money well spent. He got the money back. I'm probably not going to see any of it.
See, the ironic part about it is I do Breezy and the Brothers, but I do go for it because I've got a pretty complicated return because I got, you know, as an independent contractor, I get all 1099s and I get a lot of deductions that I want to make sure I, so I take mine to a professional myself. But
oh, you do?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, a tax guy going to see a tax guy. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
This
guy knows the ins and outs of the
how to get around
tax codes, and there's a lot of complex stuff that I don't know. I mean, I know the easy stuff, but
one year, it was last year. My dad's like, "Oh, we found this W-2 for you." I was like, "Just don't put that one in." He's like, "That's literally not how this works."
It's not how it works. Yeah, I mean, it's just a huge Ponzi scheme. Anyways, Todd.
Right, exactly.
What are some of the do's and don'ts? Like if you have a 20-something-year-old trying to file their own taxes, they can't figure it out on TurboTax. Like what's the big issue people seem to constantly run into?
Well, one is like they don't know what might create a tax break for them. Like maybe a contribution to an IRA or do something, you know, like find a way to get a tax break. I mean, that's the biggest thing where they don't know, you know, how to find that break, you know?
I feel like I have a lot of tax breaks that I could share with you.
Sure. Like, you know,
I don't know, decorating this entire studio, I should probably get money back for that because that's a work thing.
Well, and that's a great point. Like when Beth was a teacher, she would actually be able to get teacher expenses for what she paid out of pocket.
I'm writing all the hundreds of dollars I spent designing this studio, and it's coming back in my taxes.
So I dropped a garbage bag off at Goodwill, and
that
I'd say there was
$120
in there worth, and I gave it to my tax guy, and he's like, "All right, yeah, you get like a dollar off your, you get like a dollar back." But let me ask you, it's not going to make a huge dent.
No, it won't.
I'm 41. I've never been audited. But I have friends who don't make a ton of money, and they seem to get audited consistently.
See, generally, it depends on your occupation, too. Like, there's certain occupations that get audited more. And
like, who's
financial advisors are actually one of the ones that get audited probably more than. And then anybody who gets a lot of 1099s will get audited or are more subject to getting audited.
But do you have to be in a certain tax bracket as well? Because, I mean, are they really looking at someone?
I mean, they shouldn't be going after guys making, you know,
40K.
Right.
But they do. I had a friend making $50,000 in LA and he got audited. And it took months of like trying to get out of that. And I'm like, that's odd. But to your point, Todd, he did get all 1099s because he was strictly just an actor.
Yep.
That's tough. That's
a
tough
buddy
scene.
Who got audited, and he had, this is a long time ago, one of my best friends, he had Irish twins. He had a son born in January and one born in December. True. And that created a red flag for the IRS, and he got audited because of that.
That's a little ridiculous.
They're like, we don't like the way that you are family planning.
There was a child care credit that year. There was some big child care credit, and they wanted to make sure that, you know, he wasn't, you know, stretching the envelope a little bit.
Right.
But. Now, last question. This is very important, and I know to a lot of people here, if you owe money to the IRS, and it's accumulated over the years, is there a drop-off point where, like your credit debt, like after 7 years, legally, I was told they can't come after you anymore.
See, now I haven't heard that. The IRS is one of the few that will. It doesn't matter how long it is. This is my understanding, but I can do some research on that. But.
I mean, I was in the hole for however many years. He didn't file my taxes for like 3 years.
Yeah, I could see how that would be a problem.
No. Breeze, what happened to Breezy? This was crazy. This right before you got there, Moose, is I went to file Breezy's taxes, and she needed to get a code or PIN code from the IRS because it's kind of a safety net so nobody kind of scams you to get a refund. And so I dragged my feet and getting her PIN code. I had her taxes ready to go. And then lo and behold, COVID comes out and they're giving everybody money. But in the eyes of the IRS, she didn't really exist. But she did get, Breezy, you got her every penny back. She's like over the all that COVID refund, she got probably...
I got it last year.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting because I had this conversation with my tax guy yesterday, and he told me about a client who hadn't filed in 9 years.
Right.
And he ended up owing about $75,000 federal tax.
Oh.
Wow.
And then he dropped out of a heart attack.
I would, too.
So then they came after the wife. Right. And is there a forgiveness program in a situation like that?
Yeah, sometimes there are. Your station might have some programs where you call these guys, but those programs are kind of a scam, but usually a good tax guy can cut breaks with the IRS too.
All right.
Hey, this was very informative.
One more tax advice for you guys: don't forget to file your 1099-Ls. That's all your gambling losses on the Super Bowl clip. Oh, yeah, and you have to write that off.
Oh, okay. Geez. Thank you so much.
Yeah. We lost a lot.
Thanks, Hot Toddy. Appreciate you, man.
Bye-bye.
So all I heard from that is I probably should get a new tax guy.
Your dad is super intelligent with this stuff. He's a pro. He's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
But if anyone thinks the IRS is a huge scam, it's your
No, he definitely not. Yeah.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Can't believe we're talking about this, but here we go. This is like one of the biggest stories on News 10 today. There was a heated debate last night at the Penfield School board meeting over a controversial book. So this meeting drew a large crowd as parents voiced their opinion on this quote unquote controversial book called what would you think this book would be called? What do you think this book would have something to do with?
LGBT.
The Rainbow Parade.
Oh, wow. That was
pretty, yes, of course.
Was spot on.
You were spot on. The book, which tells the story of a young girl and her two moms attending an LGBTQ pride parade, has sparked a debate among parents. John Feathers is a parent voicing his concerns against the book. If you think that that's appropriate for children to see, then there's something wrong with you and you need to be mentally evaluated. There is no reason that should be in schools whatsoever at all. You think John's an ally or no?
Where was this book? Just on the shelf in the library?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's clearly more than one.
Yeah. So the book features illustrations like some parents like Feathers find completely inappropriate for elementary school students. But like it's literally a children's book. So I guess I'm confused. It's disheartening to know that there's people like John out there that are still that concerned over it. Or your kid could just like not read the book. I mean, no one's forcing your child to look at the book. And God forbid they pick it up themselves. That would be horrific. But some parents are on the opposing side saying it's completely inoffensive and it's a great learning tool for kids to broaden their horizons, you know, the reason they're going to school. The board...
Well, not to mention, there are some kids, especially today in school, who have two moms.
Right. Or two dads. So the board recessed early due to the disruptions and the disputes that were happening. So they didn't actually come to a conclusion. But parents are still on either side. There was a ton of outbursts. People were not... It was not kosher, let's just say that.
They never really do come to a conclusion. This is just for people to come and voice their opinion and hear themselves talk.
So, I mean, listen, as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, John Feathers is really upset.
Somebody ruffled his feathers.
John, you don't have to read the book, and neither does little Sally. So you're so good. That's all we got.
Yesterday, Breezy had told me the best story ever. And I got to say, how many of you have ever been responsible for ruining a huge surprise? God, I would hate to be in your shoes because
Yeah, that's really tough.
I've put my foot in my mouth quite a few times in my day, but doing something like this.
And there's like no coming back from it
there,
at all.
You can't do it.
There's no way.
You make enemies after this.
Fully. Yeah, there was a situation that happened over the weekend with my sweet, beautiful, stunning girlfriend that I can't wait to share, truly.
We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
585-252-9800. If you can think of one time you or someone you know ruined a huge surprise, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This happens to the best of us, but man, I would absolutely hate to be in the position of somebody who ruined a huge surprise because God only knows how many times I've put my foot in my mouth over the years.
Yeah.
But what makes it even worse is it probably could have been avoided.
Fully. And I'm very curious to know if people think that I'm in the wrong at all. So
break down the story.
Over the weekend, I have a group of friends that I've been hanging out with every Friday.
Okay.
And I've just been like sitting. And it's been amazing. I think I talked about it, but
so you have a sitting, like a sitting group.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
We're just sitting.
With the same group of girls.
We're just sitting on the couch. And I was telling my girlfriend about it, and one of the girls is pregnant, and I was like, oh my God, yay, like we're so excited.
Congrats blah, blah, blah. To her.
And my girlfriend was like, that's amazing. So flash forward, it's a Saturday morning. She's out to breakfast with her mom.
Your girlfriend?
Yes. And she texts me and she's like, oh my God, your friend is here.
Yeah.
Let's call her Betsy.
I was going to say coleslaw, but go ahead.
Betsy's here. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And I knew that Betsy was going out to breakfast with a couple of my other friends to actually tell them that she was pregnant.
Oh, okay. So let's get this story straight.
Yeah.
Your girl that you like to casually hang out with on Friday nights.
Yeah.
Is having breakfast at the same diner as your girlfriend and her mom.
Yes.
Your girlfriend spots them.
Yeah.
But the whole reason your friend is there is because she's with her girls to announce to them that she's pregnant.
Yes. Yes. So I was like, oh my God, go say hi. Like, those are all my girlfriends. Like, obviously she's like, no, it's fine. Like, I don't. What if they don't recognize me? I'm like, well, they do because you've been to multiple life events. Like, what? They know who you are. So she musters up the courage to go up and say hello to all of these girls who she's met. They're all my really good friends.
So they were probably happy to see her.
Right. So she goes up and she's like, hey, guys, sends me a picture of them. They're chatting. She ends up going back and sitting with her mom. And then on the way out, she was like, oh my God, I never congratulated Betsy on her pregnancy. Like, that's so rude of me. Like, I should definitely go over and.
And she texted this to you?
No, she's saying this in her own head because they already had an interaction. And she's like, oh, well, I didn't say anything about it. That's super rude. Like, let me go congratulate her. So she goes back to the table on the way out. And she was like, oh my God, Betsy, I'm so sorry. I forgot to say congratulations.
Okay.
And she was like looking at her wide-eyed like, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah.
And
congratulations could be anything. Congratulations for getting out of bed. Congratulations for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, thanks, wide-eyed. And the two girls are like looking at her like slanted like, huh? And my girlfriend takes it a step further and goes, when are you due?
That's
the two other girls' jaws hit the ground. They're like, what?
Oh God, your girlfriend
destroyed. She like deflate, like my friend Betsy deflatedly takes out her sonogram, like, and my girlfriend was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
I'm gonna go.
Oh,
ruined the entire pregnancy announcement. The reason they were going to breakfast was to do said announcements, so it's not like it wasn't coming soon, but she completely.
No, your girlfriend destroyed it.
Completely stomped all over it.
I would be so embarrassed.
To her credit, she didn't know. It wasn't her fault whatsoever.
Now,
I honestly think I should have communicated a little better.
Well, that's, you know. Originally, when I'm listening to the story, I was like, if she texted you that she was going over there to say, hey, congratulations, you would have stopped her.
I don't know, because I knew that they were going out to breakfast to do the announcement. So I figured, I don't know their timeline. I don't know what's been going on. But my friend Betsy ended up calling me and was like, I'm crying, laughing. Like, it was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. And I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, no, like top five, one of the funniest moments of my life. I'm like, okay, thank God. Because there's some women who get pregnant, and whether it be like they had a hard time or whether it just be they're very excited, nothing is going to ruin that or take that away from them, that moment of sharing.
Yeah.
And I could see some people I know getting very pissed. Thank God Betsy's like a very chill person and doesn't care about that much stuff. But yeah.
I asked my bus driver in seventh grade when she was due, and she looked at me and she goes, I'm not pregnant, I'm just fat. I was like, oh, okay.
You were like behind the scenes throwing a baby shower.
This is my stop. I'm 40 minutes from home, but you can drop me off here.
I just think that when you find yourself in situations where you know you messed up really bad and there's no backpedaling and there's no coming out of it, you just kind of have to sit in this like, oh.
You do. And I've done it time and time again. I've put my foot in my mouth. Even in high school, my buddy was dating the ugliest girl in school. Ugly. And I'm not one to judge. But you, come on, we all saw what you look like. And I'm telling a group of friends at the table how horrible this girl looks.
Oh, my God.
Was it mean?
Of course it was.
I'm 18 years old, of course. But everybody's laughing, crying. We're having the best time. I look over, and he's at the table directly next to me watching the whole thing by himself.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, my armpits start sweating. And I walk over there. I'm like, I was just kidding. He didn't say a word. He got up and he left.
Never to be spoken to again.
Oh, no. I mean, I saw him at Bronca like a couple months ago.
He gave you the finger.
He's my boy. Let's go over to some text coming in right now, because some of you also have stories that you would love to share with Breezy and I of how you ruined a surprise, or maybe someone you know did. But you know what? Has anybody ever ruined a... what do you call it when you reveal party?
Like a gender reveal.
Gender reveal.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Carissa, I ruined my mom's 60th surprise party last year.
Oh,
blame my dad for not keeping me in the loop. But when I was having dinner with both of my parents, along with other family members the night before the party, I blurted out, what time is mom's party tomorrow night? I didn't know it was a huge surprise. My dad still has not forgiven me. Because when you put that much effort into trying to throw a party for someone and somebody just takes a dump all over it, God.
Yeah.
That's it. It's all game over.
Money, time, resources.
Everything. What if
planning.
Somebody, the 60th you threw for your mom?
No. 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 Don't even utter the word. I would have, I mean, the 60th that I threw for my mom
a year and a month ago
was truly the most iconic party to ever live.
Okay. She still brings it up every week.
Honestly, the amount of time and effort that was put into that, I would equate it to literally my wedding. And if somebody ruined that, there would have been hell to pay. Yeah. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Something would have been burnt to the ground.
The police would still be looking for Breezy. Rich says, I congratulated my best friend's mom when I found out her son and wife were expecting again. I assume she already knew. She didn't. who else is here? Christine, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I had planned this surprise baby shower for my sister. We don't live in the same city, so it took a bit of planning to get all my cousins, aunts, and uncles on board. So after weeks of planning, the night before the party, my sister-in-law texts my sister, are you excited for your baby shower?
Oh, my God.
This B-word. Knew it was a secret and planned on ruining it from day one because she's jealous. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Christine. That's tough.
It's really bad. And, you know,
this is why you don't throw people parties.
I would never want, I would be very upset if somebody did this to me, obviously, but things happen. It's just, I feel like you're taking something away from somebody when you share, oh, your party, or oh, your baby shower, or oh, whatever the case may be.
Do you feel like that each of us had dropped the ball to throw one another a surprise party for our big milestone birthdays?
Yeah, I mean, you jetted off, so I couldn't really throw you one, and then I really was waiting for mine, but you never came through, so that's all right.
I just feel like if you're going to throw someone a surprise birthday party, it has to be on a milestone. Oh, you just turned 40. Oh, you just turned 50. But if you throw someone a surprise birthday party when they turn 56, you better bet nobody's showing up.
Period. Period.
Okay.
But yeah, my girlfriend just texted me. She said that was, at the very least, the third biggest surprise I've ever ruined. So.
We love her.
98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 36 for the high today. Around this time yesterday, we read a message from a mom who was really upset, not with her 16-year-old daughter, but with her husband, who doesn't ever go out of his way to show their 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend respect.
Right.
And this bothers not only her, but her daughter because of how sweet and caring and respectful this boyfriend is. And I'm not sure, you know, I'm sure most people would love their daughter to date a guy like this. But in the words of the father, he's a pansy. And is just too nice. And when we were reading her message yesterday, we got a lot of texts that came in from people, even dads,
right,
who said the father had a problem with the fact that this young kid, this boyfriend, doesn't like poker or hunting.
Right.
And it was like, well, you're not the one dating him, first of all.
Right, so chill, bro.
In the message that was sent to us, it says, my husband, quote, is constantly asking this poor kid why he doesn't play any sports or why he doesn't take interest in things that my husband likes, such as poker or hunting. And I try to explain to my husband, the kid is only 17. Not all teens are athletes and captain of the football team. My husband does not want to hear it. He says he's a weak teenager and doesn't want our daughter dating him.
Oh, my God.
So
it's so drama.
Yesterday after the show, we get a message from this mom. We call her this morning, and we'll call her Elena. And I asked her if she can, you know, if we can speak to her very quickly. She's on hold, but what I have not mentioned to her yet is, I mean,
we want to get the dad.
We'd love to talk to him.
We're using her as a gateway.
No, I mean, I'm happy to call her back, but I'd love to hear this dad's perspective with all of this. And I know our listeners would, too. And, you know, arguably maybe the entire country. Because this was just so wild.
I just, like, honestly, I'm nervous because I feel like if he does come on, he's not going to be my type of vibe. But, I mean.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'd take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Hi, Elena. Are you still on hold?
Oh. No, she's not.
Let me try again. I'm going to try and pick her back up on another.
Honestly, like, it's just, at this point, I feel so bad for the kid because he's the one who's really getting the brunt of this, and he's the one that's ultimately going to have to decide if this relationship is right for him because, I don't know, I wouldn't stay in a relationship with somebody if their parents were mean to me.
Well, no. I think a lot of us wouldn't. It makes it super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Elaine, are you still there?
Hi, guys. I'm here.
Hi. Good morning. So thank you so much for coming on with us real quick. So did you happen to hear what was said yesterday after we read your message as far as the comments and the text messages that came in?
Yes, I did get a chance to hear it. Some of the messages were a bit upsetting, but I did hear it.
Is your husband there? Is he available to talk to right now to jump on with us real quick?
I'm not sure if it's something he'd entirely be comfortable doing.
I understand. If he's not, that's fine. But is he with you? Did he happen to hear any of the messages from yesterday?
He didn't, but I did tell him about it.
Do you want to ask him if he wants to jump on with us real quickly?
Give me 1 second.
Can you just talk to them for a minute? They're live on the radio right now. Can you just talk to them? Just come over here really quick. They just want to have a conversation.
1 second, guys. He's coming.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm here. Let's get this over with because I got to go to work.
Oh.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you for coming on with us real quick. It's Moose and Breezy. So I'm sure you're aware, your wife wrote into the show yesterday.
Yeah, I'm aware.
We really just wanted to chat with you very quickly to get an understanding on your perspective on why you feel the way you feel about this whole situation with your daughter's boyfriend.
Okay. What's your name, who I'm talking to right now?
My name's Moose.
Your name is Moose. I killed a moose once.
Okay.
All right, sir.
You have any kids?
No, I do not.
Great. So, you ever played ball? Sports?
Yeah, I played sports growing up, sure.
All right. Well, I played sports for a long time, including quarterback for my school, and I was pretty damn good at it. So, if you had a daughter and she was dating some Steve Urkel type of nerd who didn't know what football was, is that someone you would honestly want your kid to date?
Honestly, if I had a daughter, I would just want to make sure that the guy she is dating respected her. That would be the first and foremost. That would be the first priority.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. Any
dad.
Like, let me cut in super quick here. Moose was in dance, so he's pretty artsy.
Yeah. Okay. So any dad can argue he wants a nice kid to be good to his daughter.
And right.
Yeah, sure. That's true. However, as a man, you have a responsibility to protect your lady.
That's fair.
So if my daughter ever gets attacked or assaulted, do you think myself or my wife is going to feel comfortable knowing this kid doesn't have a shot in the world at protecting my daughter? Hell no. I have plenty of faith that he can download software and get rid of a virus on my computer. But unless you have kids, don't talk to me about how I disrespect my 16-year-old daughter's boyfriend, because you don't know shit.
Oh.
She is making a mistake. The kid is a pansy, and that's all I have to say
about
it.
But don't you feel like this is going to push your daughter away from you and your wife?
Sometimes we got to do things that the people that we're in charge of protecting don't like.
Why are you acting like we're like living in the movie 300? Like, there isn't like fights breaking out every single day, but. If you're such a strong man, didn't you raise a strong woman?
I don't know who this is talking, but the men are speaking right now.
Oh, okay? Are speaking. Okay. Well, you're not really saying a whole lot, so I figured I would interject.
I don't need this. Goodbye. Goodbye. I've had enough.
Oh, okay.
And there he goes. That was wild.
Everything's making a lot more sense.
There are dudes like this out there. And
do you think the wife that we talked to earlier was like blink twice, girl? Seriously.
Probably.
No, I'm calling a wellness check on her immediately. This guy sounds like a psychopath. This person says, I agree with the dad wholeheartedly. Okay. This person says, sounds like someone stuck in high school. Grow up, sir. What an ass. Yeah, this guy was like, not. I already said it. I called it from the jump. Not my vibe, but like, you do you. Not great. Also, like, don't come on my show and disrespect me. Like, you're... no, I'm so good on that. Well, thank you so much.
give me one second here. PXY, who's this?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Go ahead. You're live.
So with a man like that, which is not a man, I have 7 kids, and I would never want my child. Yes, and I'm 31 with 7. So I would.
Danielle, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm working it.
Yeah,
good for you.
I'd much rather my children not date the men that I have dated that turned out to be like that guy, and I would much rather them date Steve Urkel, who would treat them and respect them properly.
No, of course.
That guy is not a man, and he's definitely not a father if he don't care about who his daughter cares about and loves.
Well said. I don't know why it's not like he's the one dating the kid.
I think he's butthurt because the wife and the daughter both care about this boyfriend more than they care about the husband, the father.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
this is a text.
He got hurt because the son, the boyfriend is getting more attention.
Right.
Huh.
You can obviously tell he's got some sorts of jealousy. Football, really? You care that much about football? I don't know anything about football. My 11-year-old daughter knows a lot about football. You think I'm going to care if she dates a nerd or a football player? Well, no, I don't care. Neither does her dad.
I think what was so great is he actually brought up the fact that he used to play quarterback in high school.
I used to play softball. Cool. Yeah. Like, all my kids are in wrestling. Like, do I want them to date somebody in wrestling? I don't care.
It doesn't matter. Right.
It's a sport. Sports don't last forever.
That's right.
Well, if you're this guy, they do. I just Googled Steve Urkel. I thought for the longest we were talking about Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, but
Steve Urkel's
the, hey, you guys.
Yeah,
from Family Matters.
Didn't watch that show.
Thanks for the call, Danielle. Appreciate you.
Danielle.
This is the text that came in from yesterday, and I think it's important to reread it because it holds up.
Yeah.
The guy wrote in, it was like, as a father of two girls, when they're old enough to date, I would want them to date a respectful guy who treats them with respect more than, even more than someone who is respectful towards my wife and I at the same time. I don't care if he likes poker. I don't care if he's the captain of the football team, because half the people I graduated high school with who thought this was important are now fat and not doing anything with their lives. Your husband sounds like a weak man.
He's so insecure.
Respectfully.
It's so sad how insecure he is. Oh, God. Men will do anything to not go to therapy. It's so obvious. They'll call into radio shows. I mean, to be fair, we did kind of corner him.
No,
but
I'm glad he took a minute to come on with us.
I mean,
us.
I'm not that glad. I kind of got the brunt of that. But, yeah.
I wanted to see what the fuss was about.
To his daughter, pop off, queen. I would honestly like go live happily ever after with your boyfriend, because he's more man than your dad will ever be. Oh, sorry.
Shots fired.
There, I said it.
Shots fired.
Don't care.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, you guys, just for our own mental health.
No, fully.
We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. If you haven't heard the news yet, there has been some sexual harassment allegations against Irondequoit Town Supervisor Andre Evans. But the good news is Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley is stepping up to invest the potential criminal conduct.
Right. Of course.
There are so many jokes here, but where can we possibly find the time? Where do we have the time?
No, fully.
Evans is accused of making sexual comments to a female employee of the town last year, who ended up resigning in September. So as investigation report was released in January by a law firm, claims that Evan compared the employee to his wife. An investigation report released said that he commented on the outfit the employee wore, calling one of them a little schoolgirl's uniform. And when the employee told him that she was exhausted and would probably just sit by the pool after work, Evans replied with, "Don't tempt me."
Ew. No, I'm gagging.
Let's make love tonight. Evans broke his silence on the allegations and verbally addressed them during a town board meeting Monday night, which he said, quote, hold on. "We all know politics can be down and dirty and full of unfair accusations. I've gone out of my way to rise above that. But in addition to being supervisor, I'm also a man of integrity and pride who's been unjustly accused." Okay. "I have no reason to believe you're not telling the truth." Deputy town supervisor responded with, "This behavior does not reflect the values of our town." Right.
Right.
Are you talking about Andre Evans or Sandra Dorley?
Right. What are we doing
this
here?
This is a circus. This is like Gotham City.
Yeah, this
it's
is
a circus.
Lot.
Dorley says she will be investigating Evans for possible criminal conduct to decide if any criminal charges are appropriate. Really? She's the one that's going to decide?
Right.
I'm sick over this.
Make it make sense.
All right. Now would be the perfect time to just get the elephant out of the room.
Just clear that air. You know.
There, I said it is next on the show, you guys. Some of you are pissed today, especially after that last phone call we had with that loser of a father.
He was not it. He was not it. I did not like him one bit.
Weigh in now. Share all of your unpopular opinions with us. 585-252-9800. Breezy and I will get to all of your hot takes coming up next on PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed. 585-252-9800. It's time to clear
the air, baby.
All right, let's get into Katie's message first. Hit us up on the text line or the phone line, you guys. You know the number. Katie says, Kodak nostalgia is holding the city back. There, I said it. It was a big deal when our parents worked there, but can we all stop clinging onto its legacy? My mom is still waiting on her pension from 4 years ago. Well, Katie, I got news for you. Your mom's never getting her pension.
Keep waiting, babe. This person says, people with Audi belly buttons cannot wear crop tops. There, I said it.
Oh, no.
That is insane. That's an insane take.
How do you feel about the Audi belly button?
I don't like it.
I don't really like it either. I don't like it. I like the innies.
I just don't. Like, who screwed up cutting your umbilical cord that bad that it, like, had to?
I don't know how it works. Some people have fat cords, so I guess you run out of room to tie it so it sticks out. I don't know.
What's the innie Audi ratio?
Years ago, I saw a kid at Seabreeze in the water park, and his Audi was, like, 3 inches long.
Okay. Around 10% of people have Audis.
That's a very low percentage.
So I think the majority of us have innies.
Yeah.
But I will say this, justice for Audis, nothing's getting stuck in there.
Well, it makes it hard when you wear a t-shirt because it looks like your little wiener's poking out.
Yeah, no one thought that but you. Oh. So always have to take it there. All right, Mimi's here. She said, if your fingernails are longer than an inch, that there's no way you're wiping your bottom properly. Y'all got poop under your fingernails. There, I said it. Mimi is so unhinged.
Mimi, come on.
Like, it's 8:45 on a Wednesday. Like, we don't need to be doing all that. You know what I mean?
Guys, serious question. didn't leave a name. If you had a wife and a girlfriend, who would you choose to spend Valentine's Day with this Friday? Oh, that's a really good question.
Bring back War of the Roses.
I feel like this is a trap. If I had to choose, though, because I feel like I'm in a corner right now, I would celebrate it with your wife.
Oh, I was going to say girlfriend.
Take her somewhere nice, like Bar Bill. And then when she goes to bed, take your girlfriend to Patron Saint.
That's tea. You need help.
Yeah.
You need help. Is that Big Ed texting in?
I don't know who that is. I have no idea. Sup, Moose and Breezy. Woke up thinking it was Friday. How am I doing? Anyways, I think people who call themselves foodies are insufferable. There, I said it. All right. Trudy said, God, I don't miss Ellen. There, I said it.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
I don't miss Ellen that much either, to be quite honest with you.
This person says leftovers are best eaten cold instead of warming them up. There, I said it. That is that's simply not true.
What about pizza? Everybody likes cold
pizza. No, I hate cold pizza.
Really?
Disgusting.
Oh, on a Saturday morning when you're hungover, you just go right in the fridge.
No, ew. And your pizza choice is also garbage. You're like Domino's. I'm like, McDonald's of pizza.
Oh, first of all, that's not a regular thing. It used to be. But now I like
he's like, now with the cholesterol being as high as it is,
I like more natural stuff like Joe's Pizza, Brooklyn Pizza,
Joe's Brooklyn Pizza,
Salvatore's.
Yeah, Salvatore's does pop off.
Let me get to mine today.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. Public proposals are the most cringeworthy and self-centered thing anyone could possibly do. There, I said it.
What is it?
I said it. I'm sorry, but it's true. Public proposals. I saw a video last night of a guy online proposing to his girlfriend at a mall in Milwaukee. Okay? He made everyone in the food court bear witness to this debauchery. And when it was all said and done, she was like, oh, no.
Well, I think it's like where the public space you're choosing. Like,
I don't think
you're choosing that, then no.
I think what I find most entertaining is the guys who are so confident that his girl is going to say yes. And when she doesn't, it makes it that much better. Because if she truly, really wanted to marry him and loved him, it doesn't matter if she's on a sidewalk or inside the food court of the Milwaukee Mall. She's going to say yes. And she didn't.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Jeff. Sup, guys? My girlfriend is in the car while I type this, but I don't care. Gluten-free diets are a trend. It is not a necessity or an allergy for a majority of people. There, I said it. Also, yes, my girlfriend is gluten-free, and it's all she talks about. Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh my God. This text is crazy. I work at Party City and a guy came in last year for balloons. One bouquet for his wife, one for his girlfriend. So just split the day like he did. And that's why Party City shut down.
That's right. This guy.
They couldn't keep endorsing, you know.
There's too many affairs.
Adultery.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Oh, Breezy, look who's here. Most toxic man in Rochester.
Edward.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hey, have you guys ever seen that show, Strange Addiction?
Yes. When that man drinks his own urine.
Yeah. I watched it with my wife last night. Little does she know that I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now.
Okay.
This guy is a genius. Big Ed, keep them coming, buddy. Most of these go over Breezy's head,
no,
but I get them.
They're here. They're at eye level. So, I know exactly where they are.
So does the rest of the audience. We absolutely love it. Just
I could definitely see him as the guy who was screwing his car, for sure.
Big Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's had some fun with exhaust pipes in his day.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. We got a pair of tickets we're trying to give away to the Wine and Chocolate Festival this Saturday at the Riverside Convention Center.
I'm panicking.
Guys, Breezy's 8-8. And also, guys, if you don't have plans for your lover this weekend, this is a perfect opportunity for you to make a date night or a girls' night out with the ladies. You can sip, sample, and shop with more than 75 wineries, chocolatiers, crafters, and more.
Let's go to the phones.
I'm panicking. Guys, I'm panicking. Why are you laughing? Who is this?
Yeah, who is this? Peaks,
why are you panicking, Breezy?
What's your name?
My name's Jamie.
Jamie,
listen, here's the tea. I'm 8-8. So if you beat me, I will fall behind. And if I'm being honest, there's probably no way I get back ahead.
Oh, that's not true. You got to have a little faith. Jamie, you are caller 8.
Caller 8.
What town are you representing today?
Well, I'm from Victor, but I work in Spencerport.
All right.
That's quite the hike.
All right, listen.
It's only 24 minutes, so it's not too bad.
Okay.
Before we get started, I just need you to talk some trash to Breezy. Tell her that her parents don't love her.
Oh, I can't do that.
One of these days.
Nobody wants to.
That's really bad. But you are going down. It's going to be 9-8. Sorry.
Oh, it's going to be 9-8. All right, Breezy's going to leave the room.
Okay, Jamie.
By the way, I'm going to get this out of the way now. Breezy, Jamie, today's trivia is a bag of mixed nuts, okay?
You're wow, thanks for telling me.
A little bit of everything. All right, Jamie, rules are simple. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. Question number one, what building is on the back of the $20 bill? Go.
White House.
You going with White House?
Yeah.
All right, question number two. What ice cream flavor features a mix of vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry?
Neapolitan.
Question number three, Jamie. Name one of Christopher Columbus's ships.
Oh, God. Santa Maria.
Santa Maria, is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right. Locking you in. Question number four, Jamie. What color rose does one send to a friend on Valentine's Day?
Yellow.
And Jamie, last question. Question number five. What does the O in XOXO stand for?
Hugs and kisses. So hug.
All right. I'm locking you in. That's five on the board. We're going to bring our girl Breezy back in. And then we're going to go ahead and tally these up, okay? All right, Breeze, come on back in. She's taking the headphones off. She's in the studio next door. All right, Breezy.
What's the tea? What's
you're going
the tea?
Down, you're going down.
I'm not going to lie. You got your competition cut out for you. Our girl Jamie is five on the board. All righty. Let's go, Jamie. I'm putting you on hold real quick. Breezy, first question. You can't miss one. What building is on the back of the $20 bill? Breeze?
The White House.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Okay, look at me when I talk to you.
Okay.
We don't know, no cheaters here. Question number two. What ice cream flavor features a mix of vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry?
Oh, Neapolitan.
Question three, Breezy, name one of Christopher Columbus's ships.
The Mayflower. Shut up, Jamie.
Question number four, what color rose does one send to a friend on Valentine's Day?
Yellow.
Breezy, question number five.
Yes. What are you looking for another question?
What does O in XOXO stand for?
Hugs.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Jamie, are you there?
I'm here.
I hate
you're
to
panicking because you didn't have any bonus questions.
I hate to be the one to say this, but there is no such thing as a ship called the Mayflower that Christopher Columbus was in charge of.
What do you mean?
That's the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria.
What are you talking
Jamie,
about?
Jamie, congratulations. You got the tickets.
What are you talking about?
Christopher Columbus ships. Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria. No Mayflower. I'm so sorry.
You're a liar. I'm so sorry. No, you're lying. I have to fact check.
Well, Jamie got it right. Jamie got it right.
No.
Hey, Jamie.
No. Just like Steve Urkel and Steve Irwin.
Jamie, you were pretty confident with that answer, right?
Yes.
You were. Okay, great. Other than that, Breezy got every question right.
No.
Yes. I can remember this from Breeze. Second grade.
It's okay.
But that's okay. Hey, Jamie?
I'm so mad.
Jamie, do me a favor. Say, my name is Jamie from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Jamie from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. If you do happen to have travel anxiety right now, it makes complete sense.
I have never in my life really experienced travel anxiety specifically to airplanes.
Until now.
Yeah. And I'm heading to Florida this weekend. And I'm not going to lie.
it's hard reading the news. It's hard looking at social media and seeing all the headlines of plane crash and malfunction and, you know, taxiing planes running into each other on the ground. Like, it's just...
It seems this month and last month, it's just, it's one after the other. I've never seen this before in my life. I mean, there was that fatal crash on Monday at the Arizona airport. And by the way, that plane was owned by Motley Crue singer Vince Neil. His girlfriend was on the plane. She broke like seven ribs. One of the people on that plane was killed. Person died. Four others were injured. I mean, that took place on Monday. And then, of course, you know, there was that Alaskan, the plane that went missing in Alaska.
Yeah.
People were on board that. That was Thursday last week. U.S. Coast Guard found them. Yeah. And then the Philadelphia plane crash. That was just wild. That came down in the middle of the streets.
The D.C. one.
January 29th, with the plane and the Black Hawk helicopter collided, crashed into the river in Washington.
Yeah, it's just been a lot. And I've been talking about it with some of my friends. And I'm like, do you think that like more of these are happening, or they're just in the forefront more because we are so hyper aware of what happened at the end of last month?
I think more are definitely happening, because every single incident that involves a plane, we know about it. Time, date, everything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but these things happen. I don't know. I'm just trying to maybe like talk off my own anxiety, but mishaps with planes happen often, just like car accidents happen all the time. You don't hear about every car accident in the world. So I don't know. I'm going into this time away a little more anxious than I have ever been before. I have never been an anxious flyer. I've never cared about flying. It's never been something that, like, there's some people out there that are like, I just can't fly. It gives me too much anxiety. I'd rather just not do it. I've never been like that. I have no problem getting on a plane. I've been getting on planes since I was young. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, sure. My parents are trying to plan a trip to Italy in April. And
yeah.
I'm thinking about going, and this is the first thing that crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are facing some sort of anxiety right now when it comes to traveling. And, you know, it's warranted. When we watch the news, a majority of the time, nothing ever good or positive comes across in the headlines. We can agree on that, right?
Right. So I guess my biggest question is to our friends, is like, how do I combat this fear of...
Drive?
Yeah, I'm not driving to Florida the weekend. I'm so good.
My brother did, because he had a fear of flying for a long time. And he had a meeting in Florida or South Carolina, and you drove. I'm like, oh, that's tough.
You're more likely to get hurt into a car.
You can't have that conversation with somebody who's terrified of flying.
Yeah, I know. But
some people just will not do it, especially if you're not used to it.
And then it's like, I wonder how much this is like hindering my ability to travel and all this stuff, because I mean, this trip that I have coming up here this weekend is really the only thing I have booked for the year, right? Like, there's no more bachelorettes. There's no more this. There's no more, you know, destination weddings. Not for me, at least.
Yeah, you were on a lot of flights last year.
A lot of flights. And, you know, it was just like, whatever. That's not really the case this year. And I'm, like, very curious to see how my next trip will be planned, because I don't want to go somewhere where I can drive. You know what I mean? Or I prefer to fly, just because it's easier. Although it gives you anxiety, it gives me anxiety. It's definitely cuts your time in half of what you could be spending enjoying your vacation. Well, so that's what makes me like a little more.
Not to get too deep into numbers, but it's got to make you feel better statistically when you hear that the chance of a commercial airplane crashing is about 1 in 816 million.
Yeah.
This
no, for sure.
Which is 0.00001 1%, if my math is correct.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yes, it is still considered the safest way to travel.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're not crapping your pants while you're up there. No.
Fully.
Who texted in this morning that they were flying Spirit?
Oh, yeah. Someone said, it's fine, Breezy. I flew Spirit. It was awesome. Don't be scared. The other part about it is, like, I do fly a lot of these, like, discount airlines, Breeze, Allegiant. I've never flown Spirit. Not that I'm above it, but I just have never had the opportunity to, because every flight I look at is 24 hours long.
That's why
they're like, so we're gonna take you from Rochester to Denver up to Washington, and then you're going to hit Fort Myers, Florida. It's like, wait, I don't know. So the thing about those that I love is that it is direct. So less room for error when you're at your layover and all that jazz. So
listen, this is never going to go away. Accidents will always happen, you know, because it's just how it is. But you just got to go and keep doing what you've been doing. Remember when we flew to San Diego this past summer? That was a long flight.
That was a very long flight.
You didn't bat an eye on getting on that plane.
Oh, I was sleeping most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a couple people texting in, too. They totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us right now have travel anxiety due to the news.
Yeah. So, wish me luck. I'll be there this weekend celebrating Valentine's Day with my parents.
In the love of your life.
My girlfriend. Yeah. So... all is well. Shout out to the discount airlines, and I'll keep you updated. Not me going live on the flight.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it can be worse, though. You could have a Spirit Airlines flight.
It's one step above, but yeah.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 36 for the high today. Guys, by all means, I just need you to know, I don't have a problem with this.
We know you don't.
I'm just asking. But what are your thoughts about women who breastfeed openly in restaurants? Because I witnessed something last week and I thought, well, this is very interesting. Because the people around me, some had a few things to say about it. And I go out to this restaurant last week. It's very well known here in Rochester. And it's around 7 p.m., so it's dinner hour.
Okay.
And the restaurant's packed. And I'm sitting at a table with three other people, so there's four of us. And there's a husband and wife and a kid with them. And I would say the kid is about 3-4 years old. Old enough to run around the restaurant where somebody had to say something that worked at the restaurant, like, hey, it's not that type of place.
Patrons say it's like, no kids allowed.
Yeah, well, it was not there, but same vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So the mom takes the kid, puts the kid in her lap, and in front of the whole restaurant, pulls her blouse down so her entire boob is hanging out, I swear to God, and starts breastfeeding this boy or girl, I couldn't tell. 3 or 4 years old. I couldn't tell. Very short hair. But I'm like, oh, well, this is interesting. And everybody's head went whoop. And now all of a sudden, this mom, the kid, first of all, calm the kid down. So whatever you got to do, I guess.
He's 7.
He was 3 or 4, old enough to run around the restaurant and jump on and off a chair. This was the type of place where you don't really do that.
Right.
So somebody, like I mentioned, somebody had to say something. But... even the women, 585-252-9800, is this odd? Would you have a problem doing with it? Doing this in like a public place like this? Yeah. I don't know, but somebody that I looked over, it was another woman sitting with her, whoever, significant other, husband, boyfriend, I don't know. But she gave the dirtiest looks to this woman. We all saw her boob at that point, and it was all just hanging out. We all saw it. But I was like, oh, usually you'd put like a towel or blanket. You'd want some sort of privacy. She didn't care.
She was just
like, maybe she's European. I don't know.
Hey, interesting. Interesting. So can I ask you one thing?
Sure.
You're not taking issue with this, but if you were, hypothetically, if you were to take issue with it,
yeah,
is it... the fact that she did it in public or the fact that her kid was like 5?
Oh, I think it's a mixture of stuff. I think it's a little bit of a mixture. I thought it was I was so intrigued. I was like, hey, I pointed at the guy sitting next to me at the table. I was like, are you seeing this right now? I was like, oh, this is great.
I fear for when I become a mother because I fear that I will be this mother because I don't care.
Well, there are 50% of moms who would have a huge issue with this. And the other half is do whatever you got to do to shut your kid up.
Right. So,
but in a restaurant like that during dinner hour, but I would just leave if I was a woman, and I'm not.
We know. But, we're aware.
If I were to do this in a restaurant, I don't think I could because I'd be too bashful. I'd be too shy.
Definitely not at all. I think just, the only thing that would like stop me from doing it is my job. Honestly, like I wouldn't want someone to take a picture of me and then have it like be out around. It's like on the Interloop blog now. I'm like, all right, great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the husband didn't bat an eye. He was like, oh yeah, this happens all the time.
Yeah, that's wild. I really think.
So as she was doing this, a server walked by and did a double take. But when you can't say anything.
Right.
This is just, you know, it's a mom feeding her child. Granted, the kid was probably, I don't know, 17. Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is.
25. Yeah, listen, I think that, like, it's all preference. And also, I think that moms and everyone in between get very emotional about this topic.
Yeah,
they
do.
And I don't know.
That's why I wanted to bring it up.
I don't know what exactly the hype is around it, but I don't know. I want to be on the side of you to you because I really do feel like I will be that way. But at the same time, okay.
When do you stop breastfeeding?
That's a very objective question.
Yeah, I'm sure it
subjective,
is.
Subjective, excuse me. Subjective.
Oh, look at this. Hold on. I got to get to Rachel's text. So a while back, I was at a cafe in Florida with my parents. I saw a woman breastfeeding her baby. Afterwards, she changed the diaper on the table, which was a tad odd since the place we were in had a nice changing room there. And after she left the dirty diaper on her plate. Didn't even bother to close it up. Ew! Ew!
Come on. This person says, I've nursed all four of my kids,
yep.
The oldest to about 18 months.
Okay.
No matter the place, I was always covered in any place. I feel like she could have covered up not being sexualized, but my shirt was always covering my breast tissue.
Yeah. She had a lovely boob, but maybe she was like, oh, these puppies need to come out.
Dinner people... and a show. You know what I mean?
That's what it was. I was mid bite.
And your head was on a swivel.
What's up guys? As a mom who has two boys and used to breastfeed, it's fine to put a towel or cloth over you for privacy, especially in a restaurant when you're surrounded by strangers. But I always find some moms who do this do it for the attention. Well, maybe, like I said, you know.
Out to dinner, breastfeeding their child while live on Instagram.
But
free the nipple.
The kid was running around. Like this text that just came in. If my kids is running around on 2 feet, that boob is not coming out.
Fully. Fully. And
I thought it was so interesting because I've never seen that. I've seen women breastfeed in public all the time, but they usually use the privacy towel. If that's what you want to call it. I don't even know what it's called.
Right.
But they use something to cover themselves up. This woman pulled down her shirt, boob came fully out, and then called her child over to go, like, come on, dinner. I'm like, what just happened? I was taken back a little bit. Sure.
I can see why. That is, you know, we listen and we don't judge, right?
Right.
But at the same time, I'm trying to, I don't even know if there is a comparison because, you know, you are feeding a child with your own body. This person says, breastfeeding and showing everything is a fad. People post videos on social media, full nipple out. It's very weird.
It is, yeah. You should see my algorithm. Beth just texted.
Yeah, you know, do you know that the algorithm is responding to what you click on and interact with, right?
I don't click on it.
Right, right. It just finds you. That's not how Instagram works.
Beth texted in, oh, I'm sorry, Moose. Are people supposed to let their babies starve? Here we go. Nobody said they had to starve. We're talking about the privacy factor.
But if your baby has a full set of baby teeth, he can definitely munch on a steak. So that's all I got to say.
Then you're not wrong about that, too. It was very interesting to watch. A little awkward.
I do fear that breastfeeding cutoffs are getting older and older.
What's up, guys? In general, bringing a baby into a restaurant, especially that type of place Moose is talking about, which I think I know what it is just an a-hole move in general. Get a sitter. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyways, thank you, guys.
We can't get a sitter, Jonathan. The sitter's not producing breast milk. Yeah. It's the exclusively breastfeeding that gets me. They can't eat food.
You ever tried breast milk?
No, but I would.
It's sweet. I guess it depends on who it comes from. I'm sure there's
Bitter Betty's. There's some not so sweet. Just saying.
The Bitter Betty's.
Yeah. Yep. Just saying.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.